Time now, the Benusa pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the BSU Beavers. Congratulations on the win last night, Tom.
Thanks, Schultzy.
At what point did you have a good feeling you were going to win the game?
When we got that fourth goal, it felt really good.
Corey Ward has been very, very good for you his whole career, but really, really good lately. What is it about his game that makes him so hard to play against?
Well, he has a well-rounded game, Schultz. He's good offensively. He makes plays. He can shoot the puck. He's good on faceoffs. He's good in all three zones. He's a three-zone player. And when you're a three-zone player, you just bring a lot of attributes to the table.
Is that pro hockey ready?
Oh, definitely. You know what? Again, he's got a lot of good intangibles, and you know, players at that next level, that American Hockey League level and higher, obviously. Again, those guys, they have their games down, and there's no question Corey has his game down too. And the biggest thing is those guys are all good players at that level, but so is he.
On the defensive end, you're very, very young, but I thought very, very poised lately. One guy in particular that stands out is Dan Billett. How much confidence do you guys have in him right now?
We have a lot of confidence in Danny, and you're exactly right. He's poised out there, but he's really physical. He's probably our most physical defenseman, him and Ruslan. And so he brings an element that a lot of our guys don't have, and he's just got a good defensive presence out there.
How long does it take for young guys to get used to big games and just forget about everything else but just getting back to their instincts?
Who knows? I think everybody's different, Schultz. Everybody reacts differently to different situations they're in, different games they're in, those types of things. So, the bottom line is you see how they perform on the big stage, like last night, and all of them, I thought, passed the test.
What's it like on the benches? As you know, you're going to win in a game like that, and the crowd is cheering for you. Every non-Gopher fan was cheering for you guys last night.
Absolutely. No, it's a great feeling. And, you want the fans to obviously want you to win. I think they, they're definitely behind us, the non-Gopher fans right there, which was good. And it was nice beating Minnesota in this building on that stage. There's no question about it. And, it was kind of a signature win from that standpoint.
You and I were talking a little bit before the game yesterday about Don Lucci and some of the stuff that's been written about their team. And let's not kid ourselves. Good coach, good program, right?
Absolutely. And Don's done a heck of a job. I mean, he's won about 67-68% of his games since he's been there. He's won a couple national titles. He's had the best record in the country over the course of the last 4 years. He's done one outstanding job. And I think sometimes people think that there's got to be perfection every year, and that's just it's not realistic.
More Tom Ceratori when we return. The Benusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. On to St. Cloud State, Tom. Bob Motzko and you are very good friends. How well do you know their team?
Pretty good, but I don't know them great. And, being in the same league with them a few years, and we played them last year and the year before, we know them pretty good. But obviously, again, we know the teams in our league a little better. But he knows our tendencies. I know their tendencies. And, those things just don't change.
College hockey fraternity is small. Chances are you're pretty good friends with everybody you're coaching against, right?
Absolutely. I think it's a good fraternity. We have 60 teams. I think by and large we're a tight group, but there's certain guys obviously that you're closer with, and Bob and I are very close.
Other than their power play, what do they do well?
Well, there's their power play. They move it around obviously, but they do the same thing 5-on-5. They're very patient. They pass the puck extremely well. They're very poised. That's attributed to the job Bob does with those guys, but it's also the players he's bringing. He's bringing in some talented kids.
It was a strange game yesterday with Minnesota State. Didn't seem to be a whole lot of defense played early on, but for Beaver fans that maybe don't know a whole lot about them, is there a team in the league that they compare to?
I would say the only two teams that probably are similar would be Tech and Mankato. And, those teams, they've got – three lines deep of forwards who are very skilled, and they probably play more of an offensive style. And I think those two teams are probably more like St. Cloud.
If you do get called for penalties today, specifically, what do you need to do on the kill?
Well, there's a few things. One is they want to score on the rush, Schultz, and they did score on the rush last night. And we just have to make sure that, we take the rush just like we would 5-on-5. And we have to make sure that they don't get the puck to their trailers. And the biggest thing when we're down 5-on-4 in the zone, they did a great job on two of the goals getting the puck to the back door. We've got to take the back door away.
Best of luck today.
Thanks, Schultz.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, starting lineups next here on the Beaver Radio Network.